and welcome to our broadcast. Today we begin a brand new series on the subject of the return of Christ. We're going to be looking at headline news examined in the light of the Word of God. The most amazing book on the surface of this earth is the Word of God. The Bible bases its authenticity and its authority on prophecy. Fulfilled prophecy is evidence that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. Prophecy is simply history written in advance, and history is His story. Two-thirds of the Word of God are prophetic, either in type, symbol, or direct statement. There's three types of prophecy in the Bible: past prophecy, which has been fulfilled, present prophecy, which is being fulfilled, and future prophecy, which is yet to be fulfilled. Hundreds of prophecies in the Word of God have come to pass exactly like the Lord said they would. We're going to be looking at that in a minute. Before that, listen to this message and song, "The Bible Stands."
The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone, I expect to live it and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Yes, the Bible stands.
When it comes to Bible prophecy, there's four basic things we need to understand. One is, obviously, it is prophesied prior to the prophecy being fulfilled. That's obvious. Number two, all Bible prophecies were beyond human foresight. For instance, when Noah preached there all those years that it was going to rain, it had never rained before. It was beyond human foresight. Number three, Bible prophecies include details. And number four, sufficient time elapsed between the prophecy and the fulfillment of the prophecy so as to exclude any human activity in the prophecy. Now, if we look at the scientific law of compound probabilities, if I were to predict an earthquake in Toronto next year, the chance would be 1 in 2 that it would happen. If I added another prediction that it would be on June the 1st, the chance is now 1 in 4. If I said it would happen at noon, then the chance becomes 1 in 8. If I should add another detail, it would become 1 in 16. If the details were 10 in number, the chance would be 1 in 1,024. Concerning how this works, let's take one penny and say I'm going to save a penny and I'm going to double it every day and see if I can save my pennies and the dollars will look after themselves. Well, if you save a penny today and you save 2 tomorrow and then you double that to 4 and then 8 and then 16, that won't be too much of a problem. But on day 22, you will have $20,971.52. Now, if you're going to double that the next day, you're going to have $40,000 around to do that. On day 30, you would have $5,368,709.12. So if you want to be a millionaire in just 30 days, you can have 5 million by just taking a penny and doubling it every day for a month. Now, there were 25 specific prophecies made by the Old Testament prophets concerning the betrayal, the trial, the death, and the burial of the Lord. Now, they were given by different prophets over a period of 1,600 years, and they were all literally fulfilled in 24 hours in one person. Now, according to the scientific law of compound probabilities, and by the way, true science and the Bible are in total harmony, according to the law of compound probabilities, there was one chance in 33,542,432 that these 25 predictions would be fulfilled as prophesied. Now, consider this. There were 109 prophecies literally fulfilled at Christ's first coming. Now, if we apply the law of compound probabilities to that, the chance would be 1 in billions and billions that they would be literally fulfilled in one person, and yet the Bible was 100% accurate. Now let's take, for some of you, you've been around long enough to remember Jean Dixon. She used to be here, and she had a newspaper column, and she had quite a following, and she would make predictions of how things are going to go. Well, between 1974 and 1979, someone took 3,000 of her predictions and checked them out to find that 2,673 of them failed. She had a 90% failure rate. Now, the Bible has a 100% accuracy in everything that it says. The Bible and science are in exact agreement as to the order of the 8 works of creation. Now, Moses had one chance in 40,320 that he would get it recorded in the proper order. But he did. Actually, he didn't have any chances at all because the Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. He was inspired of God as to how to put it down, so there was no chance whatsoever that he could get it wrong. Once again, we read in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, about the sure word of prophecy that's in the word of God. And the verse goes on to say, "Whereunto ye do well that ye take heed."
The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By by inspiration it has been given. All its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Yes, the Bible.